Cryptocurrency miners are snapping up so many computer chips that they have become their own new market. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Yesterday on the show, we talked about cryptocurrency's impact on the environment. Today, let's talk about its impact on the semiconductor shortage. Miners and gamers are competing for high-powered graphics chips, aka GPUs. These are incredibly hard to find right now because of increased pandemic demand. Most are made at the same foundry in Taiwan that's struggling to produce enough chips for every industry. And yes, crypto miners are snapping them up too. So to protect their GPU supply, companies like NVIDIA are now producing mining-specific chips. Anshul Sag is a semiconductor analyst at the tech advisory firm More Insights and Strategy.
Crypto definitely takes away to a certain degree from everything else because it makes certain companies that produce the hardware for crypto to prioritize more of their wafers towards a certain type of product. And what ends up happening is it does put a little bit of a strain on the entire ecosystem, but it's mostly contained within the gaming market like it had in the past. But with a global shortage, what ends up happening is it starts to take away from other places that are needing it. And as a result, neither are really getting enough supply because there's just only so much wafer capacity in the world.
So we're seeing that companies are pivoting to specifically making hardware for mining. Is that just a smart business decision, or are they trying to protect kind of the other parts of their business too?
Yeah, so I think if you look at like the NVIDIAs of the world, they are absolutely creating crypto-specific hardware because their core business, which is gaming, is not actually getting enough of supply of GPUs for gaming because people are snapping up, you know, thousands of these GPUs for mining. So they went out and created a custom mining chip so that miners would buy that. And also, whenever the mining boom peters off like it has in the past, they will no longer be dumping these heavily used cards back into the market and causing issues with failures and things like that.
Tell me more about this specialized mining chip. It sounds like one benefit is that it's more power efficient.
Yeah, it's optimized for crypto mining, which it does draw about the same amount of power as the gaming cards did. But I have a feeling that they'll probably be able to optimize it better to be even more power efficient, which is actually one of the most key metrics for mining. Because ultimately, once you've purchased the GPUs, your next biggest cost is always going to be power. And the more efficiently you can generate those cryptocurrencies with mining, the more profitable your operation.
We're in a moment where it seems like we need to be producing semiconductors for all kinds of the global economy. Does creating mining-specific hardware take away from that effort?
It does to a degree. However, I also believe that having mining-specific hardware potentially prevents somebody from buying a general-purpose GPU and instead leaving that for someone who needs it rather than trying to use it for mining. So I think it's a double-edged sword where you have to give up some wafer capacity to build these chips, but by building these chips, you also satisfy some demand and prevent them from taking it away from somebody else. And I think that's kind of the goal with making this mining-specific hardware.
Anshul Sag is a semiconductor analyst at More Insights and Strategy. NVIDIA said in April it expects to make $150 million in Q1 2022 off mining chips. And now for some related links. A little more on that $150 million number, by the way. That was NVIDIA's estimate as of last month, April. But back in February, when it announced the new mining chip, it estimated it would make just $50 million from that chip. As the price of Bitcoin and Ethereum have gone nothing but skyward, so have NVIDIA's sales estimates. It released updated numbers saying it's now tracking above its previously forecast $5.3 billion overall. So far, crypto chips are a small portion of NVIDIA overall revenue, but climbing at that rate, well, that could alter some long-term planning. One other interesting note, NVIDIA's new chips are specifically targeted for Ethereum mining. I'm not really sure what the difference is, but seems like kind of a bet on that particular currency. And in its blog post announcing the new CMPs, crypto mining processors, NVIDIA makes no bones about its goals. It says it's reducing the hash rate on its highest powered GPUs and says, quote, "With CMP, we can help miners build the most efficient data centers while preserving GeForce RTX GPUs for gamers." Translation, hands off, hashers. But speaking of market demand, the tech site Tom's Hardware reported last week that a Chinese crypto mining hardware company called Bitmain has reportedly placed a big order with TSMC, that big Taiwanese chip foundry that's the bottleneck for semiconductors right now. And they ordered mining-specific chips that use the foundry's most advanced 5-nanometer fabrication process. And the reason this matters is because that is the process that Huawei and TSMC's biggest customer, Apple, use for fabricating their laptop and smartphone chips, including Apple's brand new M1 chip. And the reason I'm geeking out so much right now is way more simple. Because if, in the middle of a global chip supply shortage, crypto-specific chip production starts messing with MacBooks and iPhones, it is going to be like Clash of the Fanboys, and I am pulling up a chair. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Hey, and thanks for being a dedicated listener. Donations from folks like you keep Marketplace Tech going. Donate today and get our limited edition Marketplace Summer Tote Bag as a thank you. It has nice leather straps and a beachy design illustrated by a fan of the show. Don't miss out. Step up and donate today at marketplace.org/givetech.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.